Hey, everybody.
Hey, Cheryl, I was waiting for that beautiful sister part.
Okay, so we are here for Growing with NTI. Connie and Tom taught last week when I was in Colorado. We'll pick up where they left off. I understand that they finished NTI Romans chapter 9, so we'll start with chapter 10. Romans chapter 10, that puts us on page 274. Let me just say, Carla, I owe you a phone call. I got your text at dinner and then haven't had an opportunity to call you, but so I will, I'll call you in a, maybe after gentle healing.
Hi, Carla.
Okay. So here we go. NTI Romans chapter 10. We're supposed to pray. We're supposed to.
We're supposed to be praying now.
Let's do that. It's hard to laugh and pray at the same time, but that's the best way to do it. I understand. What I really want to do is I really want to express my gratitude. I am so grateful for everything that's presented, every seeming challenge, every seeming victory. I just find myself being grateful for all of it, and I just want to express that in this prayer.
Gosh darn, that must mean you're enlightened. Amen.
Amen. All right. Okay, so here we go. NTI Romans chapter 10. The answer to your salvation is found within your own willingness. The power that sets you free. Tom saying hey to Connie. The power that sets you free is you. There is no power outside of you that determines salvation or sets you free. Within, your willingness joins with your own Holy Spirit, and this is the path of freedom. Together, they lead you from the forest of illusion into the sunshine of reality. And as I read this, a couple of things go through my mind. One is, I was thinking about recently about that whole script is written and how that can be really confusing, you know, that whole idea from the course about the script is written and how that can be really confusing for folks. And so I was reading last night Brent Haskell's transmission from Jesus. I don't think he calls them transmissions, but you get the idea. There were some interesting concepts in there that really speak to this, as well as speak to what we're learning in gentle healing, and that is the idea that what Jesus was saying to Brent about that is when you quote unquote awaken, you know, it's a perceptual shift. So the world around you, what's going on in the world, because it's one mind. It's being fed into by all of these minds, right? It's a collective mind that's being fed into all of these minds. You know, will war suddenly disappear? Will there no longer be child abuse? Will those sorts of things? Jesus said to Brent, I see you asking those questions. And the answer is those things will still exist as long as the illusory mind or minds within this illusion of the world exist. What awakening is a different perception of those things, so that we see. Bring it back to my recent experience in with the Enlightenment Intensive. We really do see that everything is love. And that's what Jesus says in that transmission through Brent Haskell as well. So you do find yourself being grateful for everything. Your willingness to see a different way. It says within, your willingness joins with your own Holy Spirit, and this is the path of freedom. So that you just become willing to let go of the blocks to love's awareness, right? You become willing to let go of the confusion that causes you to see this as permanent, linear, tragic, right? It's you begin to see it for what it really is. So it's so you know, it's there is no power outside of you that determines salvation or sets you free. What we tend to do is go, you know, one of these days my ship will come in, right? One of these days, you know, something's going to happen to me and I'm just going to get it. And the truth is it is a shift in perception. This whole awakening is a paradigm shift. And you shift by your willingness to no longer see yourself as an individual. And we talk about grace, you know, and then the space that you make by doing that, grace fills with true perception. Okay, I'm done. So anyway, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah, and all that reminds me of what we were saying. I don't know, the last time you and I talked, or the last time Tom and I talked, maybe it's what I need to teach it because I need to learn it, but that when we see it all the same, when we see that grace is the same as loving what is, and we see, I mean, we don't see the differences, you know, that is the forgiveness, that is the awakening. There's a lesson that says, and I don't know how it says it exactly, I'm not very versed in repeating all the lessons, but you know, I'll just make it up. enlightenment is seeing everything that was different as the same, or something to that effect.
Right.
That there is no you're not seeing the separations anymore. There's no separations to see. There's no preferences to have. And it's an acceptance and a gratefulness for everything that is. And I recently gave my friend Barbara Nelson Byron Katie's newest book, and she was reading a passage in to me today that was saying that very thing. You know, and she's going to the hospital, and they said, well, if you stop breathing, do you want us to throw you on life support? And she didn't answer the question. And she said, you know, she didn't have any preference. And her husband had to speak up and said, yeah, throw her on. She said, well, that's okay.
Sure, if that's your preference, that's fine. Okay, so let's look at the second paragraph of Romans chapter 10. The word is near you. It is in your mouth and in your heart. The love of God is in you and it is with you.
In your mouth and in your heart.
When you trust yourself through your willingness, you trust the strength and power and gentleness of God to guide you from your illusions to the remembrance of truth.
What do you think that means, when you trust yourself through your willingness?
I will tell you a couple things. One is that I've written at the top of this from where I was studying with Regina, you know, when we did that in-person class out there in Colorado. The homework for that week was trust my willingness instead of trusting my. So I think that goes directly to what's being said here.
I do too. So what does that mean?
Well, I'm going to tell you.
Okay, well, tell me. Come on.
You know, it's funny because how we always talk about, you know, with ego, you're damned if you do, damned if you don't, right?
Yeah.
It like you always say, ego doesn't care whether you're a good mother or a bad mother. You know, it just wants you to identify with one of those two things, right? And this is the same idea. It's like, you know, it's just the confused mind gets really, really tricky. So if someone goes, you know, you seem to have a little bit of insight. Maybe you ought to teach. And you go, teach? All right. Yeah, I ought to teach.
Throw that chest forward and okay, I'm
in. That's right. And it's like you see that impulse. Again, ego gets you coming and going because you've been warned, right, about this spiritual ego, right?
Right.
So I don't want to do that, so I'm going to play little. I'm going to play small. And, oh, golly gee shucks, you really want me to teach? But, I mean, so you end up in this battle with yourself,
right,
about what's really going on,
right,
here.
Right, you don't have the clarity.
You don't have the clarity to go, you're right, I should be teaching. Right, because ego comes in and goes, you're bad.
Yeah.
You don't want to see yourself as a teacher. You're bad.
Well, and the course always says the ego speaks first. So that's what the ego's always saying first, right before you do anything. Oh, you're bad. If you make that decision, you're bad. If you make that decision, you're bad.
Right.
You're fucked. You have no decision.
Sorry about that, Ken.
Sorry, Ken.
Our sanctuary director. She didn't really say that word.
you're messed up.
So it's like, go ahead and trust what you're led to do. You can trust that. You can step into, you know, it's like the grandeur versus grandiosity in A Course in Miracles, right? Go ahead and step into the grandeur of the truth of who you are. Trust that and follow that. You don't have to follow the voice that goes, you can't do that. Who do you think you are? What are you doing?
You're bad.
You're bad. Anyway, that's what I see in that sentence.
Well, I think that's good. Okay, yeah. Thank you for making it clear for me. I wasn't quite getting it.
All right. So, when you find resistance in your heart and mind, put not your trust there. When you find resistance, remember what you truly want. Rest so that resistance will pass over you.
There you go. That's what you said.
Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Sorry, I could have just waited.
I know. So, like, we picked apart the course for years, right? You argue for an hour and a half.
And then they read the next paragraph, and it's right there.
Right.
Oh, dumba.
When you find willingness, clasp hands with your Holy Spirit in joy. Walk forward in trust and willingness. This is your desire, awakened, and it is leading you home. You are a mind with what seems to be two points of view, two possible realities to choose from. Except that there cannot be two realities. Only one can be reality, and the other must be fantasy. Both of these possible realities are in your heart now, and so you seem to waver between one and the other, and you feel torn. Do not be sad. Do not let this distress you. Isn't this movement towards the one true reality that you truly seek?
Yep.
Wasn't there a time that you were fully blinded by the false reality of the world?
Yep.
Aren't you letting go of the false reality now?
I am.
don't
tell me those rhetorical.
Right? I'm just trying to read what's in my margin here. Sorry, I apologize. Okay, and I've noted here in the margin Course in Miracles says, you know, you don't know your advances from your retreats.
Yeah.
So don't be trusting that you're, like, backsliding or you're never going to get it or whatever, because you don't know where you are. All you can do is move forward and trust that you are in fact moving forward.
And rejoice.
And rejoice, for you are listening to me, and you are walking with me. Do not listen to the voice that would tell you that you are not. Chastisement is not of me, and I will never leave you comfortless. I have asked for your willingness, and you have given it to me. I have asked for your trust, and you have given it to me also. You give me all that I ask, and you walk this path with me. Lift up your chin and smile at the sunshine. It is already smiling down on you through the thinning branches of the forest trees.
No, when I did the course lessons initially, I always thought that most of the lesson were a what's it called, a chastisement.
Oh.
You know, making the statement was like, you know, if this is not your truth, then
you must be messing up.
You know, yeah. Fuck up and let's be about it. And in some place, I got it that it wasn't. It was just, you know, it was stating your truth, and you could step into that or not, right?
Mm-hmm.
But it was stating your. It was stating your truth, and it read completely different.
And that's something, yeah, because that's the filter that you're seeing through.
Yeah.
It's the I am bad, I'm not a good course student filter, right?
Right, right, exactly.
Yeah, and it's just amazing.
How much that precedes everything.
It is.
Yeah.
And what that, and no, and how that distorts our vision. And, you know, it can be distorted when you're sitting there with a course book in your hands, or when you're talking to your neighbor, or when you're going shopping, right? We all have this filter that we see through, and it changes everything. And, you know, and that's why the miracle is the lifting of that fear, or that filter.
Yeah, I was going to say that. I think that's the veil. Mm-hmm. It's the imaging. Who was reading about imaging the other day, and you realized that why the course talks about there being no communication going on, because, you know, we put everybody in their category, that we've got them, slot everybody into their category, and then we hear from that category. We hear from that filter. Oh, that's mom speaking.
Yeah, yeah. You know, you got to discount everything she says because blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, because mom's
that...
only wanting, mom loves me. Even when it's love, you go, mom loves me unconditionally, so she would say that.
Yeah, right, exactly.
<You know? laughs>
Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
Or, oh, that's my boss, and he's only saying that because he wants his work done on
yeah.
time or whatever.
Yeah.
But yeah. So
you never ever hear anything because you're listening with that filter.
Yeah, well, and you know, the course talks about... the fact that you create an ego for yourself and one for everybody else.
Exactly.
And that's what it's talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you're not only seeing through your own filter about who you think you are vis-a-vis the world, but who these other people are.
Right.
Yeah. So how can, you know, so you got all these blocks to seeing what's really happening.
Right. So nothing's authentic's going on.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Okay, NTI Romans chapter 11. This is the bottom of page 275. You who are reading this are the beloved Son of God, not because you're reading this, but because of your truth, which is beyond the illusion of these words. You are a mind, and you are looking at thought. Right now, you're looking at thought that expresses your true desire. You could not see these words if it was not within your willingness. You could not understand them if they were not your truth.
That's so gentle, isn't it? I mean, that's, I'm sorry I'm interrupting.
No, please.
That's just so sweet because... You know, it's not making me wrong for not having enough willingness. It's just saying, you know, you couldn't be doing what you are now if your willingness wasn't there. So,
good for you.
Good for you. Go forward and multiply.
Let's see, you couldn't understand these words if they were not your truth. And you do recognize them because you know they are your heart. Behold yourself, your true desire, and your remembrance. They are reflected in the words you let enter your consciousness now. You are willing, and you are finding your readiness to accept me fully now. If that were not true, these words would not call to you. They would not hold your interest. You would be blinded to their meaning through your own desire not to acknowledge them yet.
There's lots of things I can say about that.
Well, go ahead, do that.
Well, there's just times when I read the Course in Miracles and I'm going, boy, there was that gargly goop.
Right.
I just can't hear it at all. And you can sit and read it and start it over and start it over and can't hear it, but because you do find yourself blinded to their meaning through your own desire not to acknowledge them yet.
Yeah, and we've all had that experience, whether it's with the Course or with another book of truth, where you read it at one point, maybe you get a little bit of it, and then you do the practice, you spend time in meditation, you do whatever you do, and you come back in a year, 6 months, whatever it is, and went go, oh my God, when did they put that in the Course? Or,
Yeah,
when did Eckhart
that's
Tolle say
remarkable.
that? Yeah.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. And I've done that many times. I remember hearing a lot of MT's
Master teacher.
tapes and just, and going, I don't know why, turn this off. I'm just not getting it at all. But come back to it later and go, oh my God, that's the most profound thing I ever heard.
Yeah, isn't that something?
Yeah.
Yeah. But you are not blinded to these words or to their meaning. The purpose beyond the words is clear to you now. The purpose beyond the words is clear to you now. Their meaning, you see, is beyond the meaning of the world. This is what we always talk about. Like, we talk about ego or the thinking mind trying to understand oneness.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's just beyond, or eternity or anything that's beyond the thinking mind. And it's talking about that here. Their meaning, you see, is beyond the meaning of the world. And you recognize that I speak to a truer you, one who is listening beyond the illusion of the world. This one listens for you because this one is you.
This one listens for you.
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I'm with you now. Go ahead.
Okay. Because this one is you, and like you, this one is one with me also. We are joining with ourself, capital S, self, in the pool of these words, which speak the truth that we know and recognize. We are one. There is no separation. There is no other mind. There is only us. And this is the reflection of that thought in the world.
Yeah, it's yeah, it's trying to get this from the foundation of the ego. Just it's pretty tough. You can't understand the problem in the problem.
Yeah. Yeah. And like it was just saying, like we were just saying, as you release your attachments to your belief in the truth of the world, you just remove those layers, and as those layers come off, then you come back to the reading 6 months later and go, oh my God,
Yeah.
right? But the truth is, it says in this one listens for you because this one is you.
Right.
So it resonates, like, even when we were first introduced to this stuff, it resonated. We didn't know why.
Right.
We've been reading it all these years, and it has become clearer and clearer and clearer. So the truth is there. The truth is already known. And it's a matter of removing the, again, the blocks, the layers that prevent your own clarity.
Right. Exactly. Yeah, and there's a even when there was lack of clarity, there was a spark, there was a joy, there was a in your heart that you knew, like you said, it resonated with you. You knew there was a truth in there, and it was your willingness was that you were going to hang in there until you had a better grasp of that, because you wanted that. You wanted that spark to be who you were.
Sweet, yeah. You have rejected yourself, and yet you cannot reject yourself fully because you love yourself also. This is why your awareness seems to be limited to part instead of a whole. And this is why I am here also. The limited part that you accept as you is but a symbol of your rejection of your true self. It just says self, but it's capital S. So, the limited part, or I'll say the false self, the limited part of the false self that you accept as you is but a symbol of your rejection of your true self. Okay? Good? We good?
I guess so.
For in knowing only that part of your mind, you in turn reject the whole. This is your rejection of yourself. So yeah, so your choice to see yourself as something other than that you actually are is your rejection of true self.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like coming from that false foundation. If every thought you have is you start with I am bad, it's hard to get around that and go on to see your true self.
Yeah, that I am bad is the rejection.
Yes,
Yeah,
yes.
of the true self, right?
Yeah, because you can't, it's hard to make that leap after you've already condemned yourself.
I'm going back. I'm sorry, you guys. I forgot to read the comments, and I'm going back and reading them now. And I'm not sure where they were made, so it's I'll do better. I'm not bad. Okay, this is the bottom of page 276. Do not fear that you have rejected yourself by rejecting the whole. Do not feel that you are guilty for what you have not done. You have always accepted me. You have always found comfort in me. I have always been with you through your true desire not to reject the whole. Therefore, I am not rejected, and you are not rejected either. We are as we have always been, and we are eternally grateful for ourself as it truly is. Your nature is your truth, and I am your nature. Do not fear when you go off into fantasies and seem to forget that I am here. I am still here, even if you do not remember me. I am with you always, because I am where you desire me to be. I have not been rejected. You have not rejected me, nor have you ever rejected me. Or will you ever reject me? You know that I am your desire, and so I am not rejected. And as such, you truly have not rejected the whole. I am here by your true will. Yeah, again, it's really sweet and gentle, and it's like, so take that ego. You know,
Yeah.
so take that thought that says I am bad, you know?
Yeah, I mean, that's that's kind of that kind of reminds you of the grace of God. It's just, you're okay because of who you are. I mean, you're the son of God.
You have not done wrong. You cannot do wrong. You will never do wrong. You
And
can never be rejected. Go
right,
ahead.
and you're always willing. I'm always here for you, and everything's great.
So, come on home,
Yeah.
prodigal son, right?
Exactly.
The whole of you is safe in your mind through me. Nothing has been lost. I have kept it whole for you.
Thank you, God.
I am all things, and I am you. In accepting me, you accept all things, and you accept you also. In accepting me, you accept God, which is to accept all reality. Because you have not rejected me, you have not rejected reality. Reality is for you, and you have kept it as it is in your heart for you also. For you know your truth, and you love your truth. Your truth is beyond rejection, because your truth is you.
Yeah.
You couldn't do it if you tried, which is the whole point. We did.
Right.
Or thought we did,
right?
Yeah. And it's impossible to reject the truth of who you are. You can pretend for a little while.
Yeah. Well, and that's what we were saying. I mean, that whole excitement in it's a joy in knowing this as you.
Yeah, and we have talked before. We've probably bored you guys to tears talking about it before. But let's talk about it again about that awakening moment that both you and I describe. And out there at Endeavor Academy, where you go, oh my God, I remember, right? That there's
yeah.
that there's truth beyond what I seem to be experiencing in this life,
right?
And that just that. Well, and somebody said cracked foundation a while ago, right? But that foundational, that earth-shattering, oh my God!
Yeah.
This is not who I am. This thing that I've been doing is not who I am.
And then right after that revelation comes the relief of that.
Yes.
And that's what always brought me to tears. It's just the pure relief.
That this wasn't true.
That this wasn't true.
A crack in the foundation.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, we're ready for NTI Romans chapter 12.
Woohoo!
This is on page 277 of NTI. Rest within the assurance of yourself, for nothing has ever been lost. Your truth is as pure and bright as always, because your truth is safe with me. To know your truth, accept me as your light, and let your shadows grow dim. Ask for nothing except ask for me. Accept me into your body. Accept me as your mind. Realize the beauty and glory of you. Yeah, and of course, this is talking about the purification process and surrender, right?
Okay.
Ask for nothing except ask for me. Accept me into your body. That's an interesting line, right? Because we often, particularly having started out with the Course in Miracles or having had that in our history, I'm not a body. I'm free. I'm not a body. What do you mean accept me into your body? In fact, when I began looking at Eckhart Tolle years ago, actually, I think particularly when Tom was looking at it, and of course, Tom was always wrong, right? but Eckhart would talk about the subtle body and how focus on the subtle body and the sensations within you, how that could bring you into presence. And I looked at that teacher. I'm like, I'm not a body. What are you talking about? I'm not a body. So, it's and I think I talked about this last time we were here in this class. I talked about that so it's clearly had an impact on me, Mary Read talking about not rejecting anything. That, that the bad is not overcome by being rejected by the good. The quote unquote bad is overcome, if you will, by being absorbed into the whole. So,
It's kind of like Martha's thing I was telling you this afternoon about.
kind of had lunch with Martha Creek.
Yeah, and Martha was saying, I was saying something that was a little embarrassing because, I knew it was that was from the egoic mind, and she said, why not see that from the human, just being human, humanistic, humanitarian.
Humanitarian. That may be a step too far. I'm going to have to call Martha and see if she said that.
But the point is that that that's just a part of our undoing, and we want to make her just what we read earlier. We make ourselves bad at the beginning of everything, and then we can't. Then we have to fight to get around that to see the to see the glory and the truth of God. So every time something comes up, we put that in front of us and then try and get around it. Put that in front of us and try and get around it. So, because, I'm not a body, and so that's what we think we're supposed to be learning. So, so God, I've seen myself as a body.
Right. So now where do I go? Nowhere. I'm stuck here.
I'm stuck here. I can't move forward. I can't move back. I'm just stuck. You're a bad person. You're seeing yourself as a body. No, I'm a human, and that's what this seems to be my experience right now. And don't make myself wrong, because
Because I'm having that experience.
and you're still in the grace of God because of who you are.
Yeah, I was talking to a little concerned about showing my hand for the sad song, but I was talking to this month's sad song guest this afternoon, Suze Wicks. She's fabulous. But she was talking about this same thing about, you go on and live your life. You live your life. This is your living life. And it's like, you don't stop. You don't just stop it. I can't move. It's like awareness or consciousness experiencing through this vehicle. You're the vehicle.
Right.
Experience, go, experience, have fun. Right? Right? And so that's that experience without the necessity of encumbering yourself with the I am bad thought. Oh, I'm having a human experience. I must be bad.
Or guilty, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, that's certainly what I certainly would say that's one of the obstacles that we've set up for ourselves that the Course talks about.
Yeah. So this says, ask for nothing except ask for me. Accept me into your body. Accept me as your mind. Realize the beauty and glory of you. There's no rejection in that.
No.
There's no rejection in that.
Well, that's kind of what you were saying earlier. Everything is either compassion or gratitude.
Yeah, you reject nothing, right?
Right.
Yeah. You envelop it in love.
Yep.
Yeah. Thank you for making that point. All right. So we are at the bottom of page 277, Romans chapter 12, verses 3 through 8. The body that you are is within me also. For what is in your mind is in my mind. We share one mind and we share one body. We are not different, but the same. I am our glory because I am our truth. I am our fullness. I am our plan. Release yourself to me and know that you have released yourself to your true purpose, which is the purpose of wholeness, of fullness, and of one. And I just want to say that you can see within those very words, you know, it's this, that's the mistake that we make, is this whole divide, separate, you know, see this is good, that is bad. I mean, that is the whole separation mechanism, and we want to do it with everything we see, with everybody we encounter, and most definitely with ourselves, right? Oh, that's the good part of me. Oh, that's the bad part of me.
Yeah, I think you're exactly right, and I thank you for pointing this out, because, you know, when we read in the Course, you know, how the separation is the erroneous thought, is the error. We think it's because we've separated ourselves from other people, because I'm not like you, you know, I would never do that, all those mental concepts, and then then even the way we've structured our whole selves, like, you know, you're black, and you're a woman, and, you know, you're a child, or you're from that part of the country, or you're living on that side of the tracks, or, you know, on and on and on, and all the distinctions and all the separations that we make. But the big separation that we make and we do to ourselves is I am bad, or even I am good. But most profoundly, it seems to come with the I am bad thought. And we start everything with that, and then have to struggle to get around it.
We're doing that separation to ourselves, right?
Exactly.
Creating that struggle, yeah. Good. Again, top of 278. Release yourself to me and know you have released yourself to your true purpose, which is the purpose of wholeness, of fullness, and of one. See what I do with our body, for I will use it to show you that we are beyond the body. I will use it to guide you back to your truth, which is where I am, and so it is where you are also. Our truth is our mind, and our mind is whole. You are looking at a part of our mind and thinking that it is you. That is only a fraction of what you are, and so you do not know you are whole. But you are whole. Let me guide the fraction, that it may be opened unto itself and discover what it has always known. Let it see it is not a part, but it is whole. Yeah, I mean, again, we're just mistaken, right? We're mistaken when we see discrete individuals, and awakening, as it's been described, is the release of this belief in the self as a discrete, distinct individual. It's a recognition that I am not a discrete, distinct individual, that there is only one mind.
Yeah, and you can certainly see how if I have access to that one mind that's all knowing, that you do have access to the whole.
Right, right. And so when it talks about stepping into your glory, this is what it's talking about.
Exactly.
Quit identifying with that little fraction that you've imagined as you. You can let that go now.
Right.
And step into your glory. And your glory is the glory of all and of everything, because that is what you are.
Right. And I believe, and I don't have a lot of experience with this, but some, I believe you just avail yourself to that. And then you don't put that down by those I am bad thoughts.
Right. Yeah, I mean, you accept that this is my and it said this while ago. You accept this is my purpose. My purpose is to know the truth, to be the love, to know that I am one, right? To know that I am whole, that I'm one with everyone. And then you walk in that direction
Yeah.
instead of going, oh, you don't know that. You read that in a book.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Yeah.
you're bad.
Yeah.
You can't
How would you know
possibly.
that? Right. Okay. So, verses 9 through 13. Love yourself, capital S, self. Love yourself. In loving yourself, you love your brother, for we are one. Be patient with yourself. In your patience with you, you find patience in me. For we are one. Honor your brother. In honoring him, you honor me, for we are one. Give your willingness and trust continuously to me. In giving your willingness to me, you give it to the truth that is you and your brother. For we are one. I'll note here that I made a note in the margins here in regard to honor your brother. I wrote, allowing them to be just as they are, and trusting your brother, you are not trusting the person, you're trusting the divinity within him, trusting the divinity to be there, and no, that's a step in the right direction. But for me, this really now seems to go back to the idea of compassion. I may not have described this yet in this forum, and that is, that what became really clear to me recently is that we're either all the time we're either in compassion or gratitude, or we're in our wrong mind, right? Or we're believing the confusion of the confused mind, and I just really got that at a really deep level recently, and then I was like, oh my God, that's what the course says. Everything's an act of love or a call for love, right? So when this says honor your brother, this idea of trusting the divinity is correct. But this trusting the divinity in him still seems to have that idea of kind of that little bit of tinge of separateness to it, right? Well, if I got to me, he's got to have some over there, even though he doesn't look like it. But the truth is, it's this compassion because, gosh, even that seems a little off. Sorry, guys. I'm trying to think this through as I talk. But anyone who is in their wrong mind or who is not experiencing love and gratitude, anyone who's not doing that is suffering. So it's the compassion for this, for the suffering that your brother is doing when he's acting from his wrong mind. Because if you're in your wrong mind, you're suffering. We know that. We
Yeah,
know that.
and Byron Katie's the one that says, if you're fighting reality, you're suffering.
Yeah, and you would be.
Yeah.
I mean, and we are. We know what that feels like.
Yeah.
So it's not like, oh, you poor dumbass, you don't,
Yeah.
right? I mean,
Yeah.
it's not like that. It's true compassion for the lack of recognition, for the lack of remembering who you are, because that's where the joy is. That's where the good stuff is. And if you're not, so I don't feel sorry for you because you're an idiot, right?
Right.
It's a different, it's like wishing you the love that you are, wanting you right now to know the love that you are.
It's like this course. I mean, it's like the gentleness of this whole lesson's been about is this is the truth of you. Please recognize that. Suffer no more.
Yeah, suffer no more. good. Thank you. Okay. Yeah, true empathy, Cindy says. Yeah. Okay. We are at the bottom of 278, verses 14 through 16. Well, I want to back up and read those that last paragraph. Honor your brother. In honoring him, you honor me, for we are one. Give your willingness and trust continuously to me. In giving your willingness to me, you give it to the truth that is you and your brother, for we are one. Enjoy your illusion as a gift to yourself, and hold your brother in your heart as you. But give willingness to see beyond the gift to the giver of the gift, and you give willingness to know and remember you. And what is the Course in Miracles talks about? You know, nobody goes home alone. You know, everybody goes two by two or whatever it is, because that is the knowledge that there is no separation. That is the gift that you give. That's the gift of compassion. That's true empathy.
Yes, the joining is is the gift.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, and you can only give it to yourself.
Remembering your oneness is the gift.
Right. Yeah.
Remember that I can't be separate from you is the gift.
That's right. And who could you give that to if there's only one?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Let's see. This is verses 17 through 21. This is the awareness you are to keep as an expression of your willingness to remember with me. The part you know is but a part of a whole that is the truth of what you are. The parts you see are but a part of the wholeness of love that is me. To love your brother is to love your truth. To care for him is to open your heart to the whole. And when the heart is open, wholeness is welcomed in. And in its welcoming, its truth is remembered. Wow. And, you know, so part of what was going on with me recently when I was looking at this compassion and gratitude thing was... you know, that I found myself being intolerant. You know, oh, can you believe she said that? Oh, you know, she's so self-centered, blah, blah, right, right. And I'm being intolerant, and everything's irritating me. And it's just intolerance, intolerance, upon intolerance. You know, whatever it is, I'm just like, and I saw this, and made a decision to not be intolerant, right? It was just really clear that that's what I was doing. And then, and I let that go and became loving, open, welcoming instead. And immediately, you know, both outwardly and inwardly, the responses from the people around me were loving. And then there was an inner response that was just like, just, you know, filled my being. And it was like, when I wanted to see that person as you might say in Course terms, as having separate interests from me, right. When I wanted to see that person as an obstacle to what I thought I wanted or needed, you know, then that's what I was getting back. It was like, I mean, I felt that way, right? I felt small and contracted and irritable, irritated. Right. When I changed my mind, when I was willing to allow the opening of my heart, then both the inward responses and the outward responses were love. The love came in from the other people and filled me up simultaneously. You know, I didn't get filled with love because that person then loved me, right? But the results of that were an ability to access the love that I am. It felt as if I was suddenly being filled with love. That was there all the time. The irritableness, the need to separate, the need to snite, and you know, all of that was the block to the my awareness of the love that filled me completely. When I let that block go, then I can see it.
Yeah.
And not only do I get that inward acknowledgement, I get the outward acknowledgement. It's like, shoot, why would I ever do anything but this?
Yeah, and it's kind of what you were saying before too. It's that whole acceptance of and the gratitude for what is. But if you're coming from the foundation, if you're coming from the perspective of, you know, everything is irritating instead of the foundation of the gratitude of what is,
right?
You know, you just get in return, you get in direct proportion from the foundation that you're coming from, and what you're giving out is exactly what you get back. So you know, if the truth of us is that we're grateful for everything, then from that gratuitous state of mind, you're going to feel the love, that is the truth of things. And I don't know why, but as you spoke, I just kept thinking of, I was listening to that tape when we were at Gatlinburg as a family just before Dad died, and he said the sweetest thing, and I hadn't caught it before, but I heard you on tape going, oh my God. And Dad was saying one of the nicest things about his supposedly quote unquote illness was the love that he felt from his son-in-law and grandson, a result of that, and it was made it worth it.
Wow. Yeah.
It's just finding gratitude in everything, because everything is love. Everything is something to be grateful for.
Amen. Sweet, sweet, sweet. Thank you for sharing that. And I think we're out.
Oh, okay.
That was great, Connie. What good way to finish. Yay. All right. We love you guys. We appreciate you allowing us to be here with you and on your journey with you. And we'll see you next week. Connie's going to say bye.
Bye, honey. Bye.
Bye.